Never been in this building before.
This building's 100 years older than the country it's in, so do be careful.
We're sitting in chairs.
Yes. Very good. You can go in now.
That's their own stupidity. I should have been there. Well, darkness is the absence of light, and the stupidity in that instance was the absence of me. Catherine, I've got students in my office now. Students. Undergrads. I don't know. From the looks of it, they want to sell me a Brooks Brothers franchise. All right. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. I'm Cameron Winklevoss, and this is my brother, Tyler.
And you're here because... either of you can answer.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I thought you were reading the letter.
I read the letter.
Well, we came up with an idea for a website called Harvard Connection. We've since changed the name to Connect You. And Mark Zuckerberg stole that idea.
I understand. And I'm asking what you want me to do about it.
Well, sir, in the Harvard Student Handbook, which is distributed to each freshman, under the heading Standards of Conduct in the Harvard Community, it says the college expects all students to be honest and forthcoming in their dealings with members in this community. Students are required to respect public and private ownership and instances of theft, misappropriation...
Anne!
Yes, sir?
Punch me in the face. Go ahead.
Or unauthorized use will result in disciplinary action, including the requirement to withdraw from the college.
You memorize that instead of doing what?
Oh, what my brother and I came here today to ask of you, respectfully,
sir,
of course, is it's against university rules to steal from another student, plain and simple.
You've spoken to your housemaster.
Yes, sir. And the housemaster made a recommendation to the ad board, but the ad board won't see us.
Have you tried dealing with the other student directly?
Mr. Zuckerberg hasn't been responding to any of our emails or phone calls for the last 2 weeks. He doesn't answer when we knock on his door at Kirkland, and the closest I've come to dealing with him face to face is when I saw him on the quad and chased him through Harvard Square.
You chased him?
I saw him, and I know he saw me. I went after him, and then he disappeared.
I don't see this as a university issue.
Of course this is a university issue. There's a code of ethics and an honor code, and he violated
them. You enter into a code of ethics with the university, not with each other.
I'm sorry, President Summers, but what you just said makes no sense to me at all.
I'm devastated by that.
What my brother means is, if Mark Zuckerberg walked into our dorm room and stole our computer, that would be a university issue.
I really don't know. This office doesn't handle petty larceny.
This isn't petty larceny. This idea is potentially worth millions of dollars.
Millions?
Yes.
You might just be letting your imaginations run away with you.
Sir, I honestly don't think you're in any position to make that call.
I was the U.S. Treasury Secretary. I'm in some position to make that call.
Well, letting our imaginations run away with us is exactly what we were told to do in your freshman address.
Well, then I would suggest that you let your imaginations run away with you on a new project.
You would?
Yes, everyone at Harvard's inventing something. Harvard undergraduates believe that inventing a job is better than finding a job. So I'll suggest again that the two of you come up with a new project.
I'm sorry, sir, but that's not the point.
Please. Arrive at the point.
You don't have to be an intellectual property expert to understand the difference between right and wrong.
And you're saying that I don't.
Of course I'm not saying that, sir. I'm saying that.
Really?
Sir.
And how did they get this appointment?
Colleagues of their father.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Winklevoss, since you're on the subject of right and wrong, this action, this meeting, the two of you being here, is wrong. It's not worthy of Harvard. It's not what Harvard saw in you. You don't get special treatment.
We never asked. Oh, just start another project?
If you have,
like we're making a diorama for a science fair?
If you have
fair?
A problem with that, Mr. Winklevoss.
We never asked for special
the
treatment.
The courts are always at your disposal. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Or you could take the Harvard student handbook and show. Ty, thank you very much for your time, sir.